is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green grass tumble.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial's set correctly to USAprepares.com. We're broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains, Studio A. And there's a link to all of your instructors on the website, USAprepares.com. Podcasts are free on the website. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Nathan is engineering the broadcast from Minnesota at Genesis Communications Network. Today our class is focused on physics and the worst man-made disaster since Noah's flood, Fukushima. With me, Dr. Richard Allen Miller, the lead physicist for the U.S. Navy at the Pentagon, author, farmer, and lecturer. Welcome, Dr. Richard Allen Miller.
Good morning, Vincent. I love your laugh when you start each morning. I love it.
Well,
you know, you come in good and you're laughing like you know you're going to do it to them.
Well, you know, Rick, you know what it is? I can't believe I'm on the radio. I'm amused. I can't believe that that anybody would put me on the radio, and I just, you know, I can't, it's amusing to me. But anyway, hey, Rick, I wanted to share a short story with you before we get started about Fukushima. Now, you've been to the expos, you've been to the meetups, you've done teleseminar meetups and in-person meetups, you've been to the farm, we've done stuff together, so you kind of know who I am. You've got your own room here at the farm, and so let me just set the stage for this. So you know that I'm a farmer class. You know, we talk about farming. And one of the tools that a farmer has is a farm tractor. And we have several farm tractors here. And one of them is a compact John Deere Model 1070. It's a 40-horsepower tractor with a front-end loader. It weighs about 3,000 pounds. It's great for picking up a bale of hay on the back, you know, a 1,000-pound bale of hay on the back and 1,000-pound bale of hay on the front and carrying around and bringing it to the cow. So I use it all the time. It's the first tractor that I'll put the key in because it's so handy. Well, one of the front end loader hoses sprung a leak, a hydraulic leak. And so you don't want to use that, having oil sprayed, you know, from the hydraulic system onto the bale of hay. So I went to replace that hose. Now, John Deere really is proud of their hoses. That's an expression we have in Missouri, when someone overcharges, so when someone overcharges you for an item, we say that they're really proud of it, and that, you know, we don't say, yeah, you can get hosed at the dealer, and so I decided to. So I took the hose off, and I was on my way to the meetup with Mrs. Fennelli last Monday. And I had this little hose. It's only about 18 inches long. So I got the oil out of it, drained the oil out of it, and put it in a paper bag, put it in the vehicle, and went into the auto parts store, the name you would know if you went to an auto parts store, you know, large chain. And I showed it to the guy waiting in line, showed it to the guy. He said, let me go in the back. 5 minutes later, he came back, you know, with my original hose, and he said, geez, you know, I have one of the fittings for this hose, but I don't have the other end of it. Well, so why don't you go down to this other independent parts dealer his job right down the road, and he told me where it was. So I went in there, and that was an older building. You know, it wasn't as bright, and it wasn't as fancy and shiny and new. And the parts man said to me, just go through that door in the back. Go walk through the parts area. Go through the back there. Open that door and ask for the machinist. So I went in, and I said, hey, I'm here. And so the machinist came over, and he said, oh, okay, so you got the hose blues. And I said, yeah. He said, all right, well, let me make one for you. Within 2 minutes, he had the hose cut, measured, cut, assembled, the fittings compressed on it. I mean, he did a fabulous, fabulous job. And while I was doing it, I was looking around, and he had machines to bore engines, to machine crankshafts, to hone cylinders, to boil engine blocks. I mean, they had millions of dollars.
Machine shop, yeah.
It was a real, yeah, and you wouldn't know it because from the front, what you'd see from the road, you had no idea that they actually had, you know, the parts store was a little piece of the business compared to the machine shop. Anyway, I was so impressed. I couldn't believe it. So I was telling Mrs. Finelli, we got in the car. I thanked the guys. I said, wow, I'm really impressed. And I told them, when I was paying for it, I was really impressed at what they did and how fast and what great customer service. And I got in the car and I said, I said to Mrs. Finelli, I think people need to know about these guys. So I think I ought to talk about them on the air and, mention who they are and where they're located. So if they have a problem like I did, they can get absolutely great service with, the guy didn't have to fumble around for the parts. I mean, this John Deere is a 1991 tractor with metric parts. It's actually a Japanese tractor with green paint and some, different plastic on it so people wouldn't know it's a Japanese tractor. They think it's, made in the United States by John Deere, but it's not. Anyway, so I was impressed, and I called him. I asked Mrs. Finelli to dial a number, and I picked up the corded handset, and I called the parts guy, and I said, remember me? I was just there a couple minutes ago. I was so impressed with your customer service, with your attention to detail, with the accuracy of which you measured and made this part. It is absolutely perfect. I don't see that kind of attention to detail in many places. Would you mind if I talked about you on the air? He said, hold on. He came back and he said, I'd rather you didn't. I couldn't believe it. Rick, I couldn't believe that this company would say, please don't, talk about us on the air. So I'm not talking about them. I'm not going to mention their name. But what the rest of the story is, while while I was paying for this, one of my farmer friends' neighbors happened to be at the same store, and he was a frequent flyer at this particular auto parts store. And everyone knows this other guy. And I guess when I left, they probably said, do you know who that was? That guy's crazy. He's on the air. He says all kinds of things. And I guess what I'm saying is the parts store was afraid of my reputation. Can you imagine that?
Your opinion is solid, usually, and that's why people respect and listen to you, and you have something to say. And actually, I find you dead on most of your hair up your behind. Every time you have a problem, I have actually found you to be dead on. And so I'm impressed. That's why I do radio with you, and proud to call you my friend.
Well, Rick, I wasn't asking for a compliment.
No. It's just it took you years to get to that place of credibility, and it's just by doing it every day, walking the talk, so that there is this consistency of expectation on how you're going to respond to something.
Well, and I was just shocked that most people are anxious to get promotion, publicity,
and
marketing.
My father used to say all publicity is good publicity. There's no such thing as bad publicity, even if you were ranking on something. I had someone actually get a hold of General Electric on Fukushima, and I can share with you what actually transpired. I'll send that email, which is quite enlightening. There's a young kid I've met called Ethan, Smith. What is that special child? Indigo Smith. Ethan Indigo Smith. He's a whiz kid. He's a smart kid. He's like me when I was 35. And he picked up the phone and And the woman that answered didn't even know about Fukushima.
Wow.
It gets better.
Wow.
It gets much, much better. However, in their defense, and actually the secondary follow-up that General Electric did for this kid actually implied that the problem isn't so much with General Electric as it is the management systems that actually have access to these toys. You know, General Electric originally designed that reactor, that Daiichi platform, as clean nuclear energy. It was supposed to use up all the plutonium residue. It was not supposed to. And really, it was not the design failure. It's the management of it that is the problem. And what happened exactly is TEPCO is a for-profit company. It's not part of the government. It's a for-profit. They have a bottom line, and they have investors, and they have to deal with that part of it. And what happened, that's why there's a movement to maybe move our energy back into government control. That's crazy. That's going to get worse. There's no way it could be better. But TEPCO is for profit, and because it was for profit, it becomes cost ineffectual to use up the spent plutonium rods, and so what they do is they put them in a pool over there, or later, who knows what's going to happen to them. I used to say there was no design left for our grandchildren. No, that's not true. Actually, the Daiichi-type plant was designed to be a very efficient, down-to-home, using all the radioactivity up, so there were no debris. And because of profit margins, it was cheaper not to use it in that capacity. And so there was the first card in a house of cards ready to fall.
So, Rick, are you saying that General Electric built the plant properly and TEPCO changed the implementation so that it would not be used that way to make it safe for the future? Let's talk about that when we come back. Dr. Richard Allen Miller, richardallenmiller.com.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family. Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. Richard, A-L-A-N, Miller.com. The real Fox Mulder of the X-Files. We're talking about Fukushima. So, Rick, my question is, did General Electric design a nuclear reactor system to be built in Japan that was safe with all the safeguards in place so that we wouldn't have the catastrophe that we did have? And it was
yes. Physics-wise, the design of that plant is better than anything on Earth. It was designed to be functional and serviceable and clean. What happened was where it was located, that's a good place to start. Where they chose to locate the plant where it had the possibility of a tsunami was the second card. The third card was the coronal mass ejection from the sun. The fourth card, you know, it goes on as a house of cards in terms of while the event itself was not terribly threatening, what's happening now is, and there's no oversight because TEPCO is a for-profit company and, like all for-profit companies, hires the local infrastructure of waste management, the Yakuza. And so here we are at 3 milliseconds to midnight with the possibility of the West Coast having to be evacuated in March. Now, it's basically the government was embarrassed. I have interviews where he's an emperor of Japan. They have emperors. The emperor being uptight at not being given full disclosure that TEPCO lied, that TEPCO held back, and it's like in the movies where you don't want to be accountable, so you don't. It's lying by omission. In other words, they didn't say falses. Well, yes, they did, but they didn't say bypasses as much as they do not disclose full disclosure. Now, the world is going to be affected by this, which means that every single person needs to be proactive in starting some kind of accountability. And who's managing this situation at this very moment? And that comes back to people like Lady Barbara Judge and some of these ringers that are so scary now that I have a deep concern and I don't have a solution, because General Electric didn't even know that it happened. Was brought in, they brought in a bunch of their material and warned people on what to do, disregarded, and now here we are with all four reactors have now melted down. None of this was necessary, even after the tsunami, which was the chink in that armor, I'll tell you that. When that tsunami came in and dropped them off, the first thing that should have happened is they should have capped it with boron and turned everything off. They didn't.
Yeah.
That's why there were explosions. And then that got lied further because they wanted to get them back up online. Further, there was up north, they were trying to turn those on as well. Japan has now got a lockdown a little bit, I think, on that nonsense. But what's happened now as a result of the lying and cover-ups is the problem is expanding. And it has to stop immediately. And I don't have an idea how to do that. I'm involved with some Africans that just came in to $160 million. I've had that confirmed with documents and all of that. They're like talking straight. They've asked me to be part of a board of questioning people on what the heck they're doing. I probably am out of my league. My area of expertise is not in nuclear physics, although, you know, what's there to know in terms of simple things. I've started a couple of blogs in different locations, including Facebook, where I will post updates of what I
Hold
think is
thought.
Significant and important. I make certain that you get those. That's my diary each day.
Hold that thought.
Wise up, load up at freezedryguy.com. Now is the time to get the freeze-dried meats, fruits, and vegetables you want from Wise on sale at freezedryguy.com. This delicious, nutritious food is perfect for your emergency preparedness or outdoor recreational needs. It's the food with a 25-year shelf life you see exclusively featured on the popular Doomsday Preppers TV show. It's the same quality line of food the lovely Marie Osmond has been touting all across America. It's the wise investment in your family's future that personal finance expert and radio host Dave Ramsey has been talking about. And it's on sale now through the end of the month at freezedryguy.com. So wise up. Shop online now or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Make the wise food choice. It's easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and easy to buy on sale now at freezedryguy.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rick, I want to share a story with you. When I lived in Virginia, we had a computer manufacturing company. We did consulting in five counties in Virginia. And I got a call from a company that was a manufacturing company about 20 miles away. And this was a very interesting company, a unique company, and they manufactured carbon brushes. Now, carbon brushes are those, if you look inside electric motors class and you see sparks right around the armature, that's where the carbon brushes are. So these brushes are blocks of carbon mixed with some copper, and they're hard and small, and they usually have affixed to them a flexible stranded copper wire. And this company manufactured those brushes for Detroit, for the automotive industry, for use in alternators, for use in automobile starters, and for larger applications like large generators and motors. And they asked me to come in because they were having a problem with a lot of their computers, and they couldn't get them to stay running. So I went in there, and the first thing I noticed was the carpeting was black. And I've never seen all jet black carpeting in a building. Second thing I noticed was the molding in the front office, along with the carpeting, was black. So the trim was black. The walls were like a dark tan. The carpet was black. Everybody wore black shoes. And, you know, it took maybe a second for me to figure this out. Hey, these guys manufacture carbon devices that are the same color as the carpeting, the trim, and everybody's shoes, black. Well, I went into the factory, into the manufacturing area, and there was carbon dust in the air. Now, the reason I'm telling you this story is the employees all wore black shoes. When they would change in their car, they would wear specific clothing that was dark and black because the carbon in the air would get on their clothing. They would wear black shoes, and they would put their change their shoes, take them out of a plastic bag from their vehicle, put them on, and then walk from the parking lot into work. And then when they were done with work, they would walk from the factory to their car in the parking lot, take their shoes off, put the shoes in a plastic bag, and then change their shoes to drive home. Now, the reason they did all this was because of all the carbon in the air. Now, the carbon in the air was causing problems with the small circuit traces on the computers, and it caused them to fail. Now, I saw this, and I said, this isn't going to work. With the standard cooling system on a computer, where the air is sucked in through the bottom of the computer and drawn through the circuitry and out the power supply out the back, it's going to cause the computer to fail in about a week. So we'll have to put a reverse flow the air cooling system on the computers. We'll have to put a filter on the fan and blow air into the computer. And that solved the problem. But what I'm saying is I looked at that and I said to the guys, hey, you know, if you buy a computer from us, we're going to have the same problem. So I engineered a workaround for them, and it worked. The point I'm trying to make, Rick, it's a long way to say this, but General Electric could have said, whoa, wait a minute, hold it. You want to put a nuclear reactor on the coastline of Japan? Have you guys lost your mind?
You're right, of course. There is a whole series of accountabilities here. But the one that I'm about now, the one I primarily focus on, is TEPCO and who is oversighting their management of systems right now. It's really kind of scary. I didn't mean to go on a big diatribe either. I'm just getting more sensitive to what's really going on, and it's all about greed.
Yeah.
The nuclear industry and why we're nuclear power is not cheaper. It's actually more expensive than other kinds of things, including the tides of the ocean. It turns out it's cheaper. It's more expensive. The reason we're into it is because of weaponry. And the intentionality of going in this direction with technology, because we can also use that research toward weapons.
So Rick, I still place the blame at General Electric because I really believe
there is accountability there. But truthfully, even when they did recommendations, you know, they were disregarded. The way they're doing their cleanup right now is a sham. They're saying right now, Dennis Kucinich in your region right now has a movement with a primary group of physicists out of Japan that are saying to turn nuclear energy off everywhere.
Yes, and I agree with him.
What has to happen. Not try to find blame. Let's get started with stopping this nonsense. And it's going to require every single person writing letters. I have no idea who to whom. I will upload that email to you so that you have some addresses and phone numbers. And maybe, because you're smart, you know how to do this that I don't, in terms of getting a phone number, getting an address, whatever. That part is really important now, that everybody get involved in at least writing a simple, please, I'm a voter, please stop this nonsense now. That kind of a letter, nothing. Don't have to be knowledgeable or anything. Just say, this is important to me. What are you doing? Ask questions. to the congressman.
Speaking of asking questions, in that letter, I'm a voter, and one of the questions I would ask if I were writing a very short one-paragraph letter to a congressperson is, I just want to make sure I have your home address right. Is this your correct home address? And I would put that in the letter.
Oh, Vincent. Well, the thing is, I'm accountable. I'm doing on radio now. I have hundreds of people, not tens, hundreds of people now calling me for advice on things. And I have no clue. I try to do everything I can and be accessible. And to my knowledge, you know, people like scientists normally want to do the right thing. Yeah, they're deluded like I am sometimes, but I think intent is to try to do the right thing. I think right now it's called boycotting and starting to write these protest letters. I don't know what else we can do to start changing this movie except to become proactive.
Rick, let me...
To what extent even the grade school kids sending letters to congressmen, they fall on deaf ears, it's still in their guilt field. You know, they, when they don't respond to things like that, it isn't that they don't care. Yeah, everybody has a conscience, and so it can't be just easily dismissed. And while it's becoming easier with the new breed of sociopaths that we have out there, everybody still does, to some extent, care, even though they might care more about their final profit line.
Rick, let me share with you something that resulted from one of the broadcasts that you and I did. And I'm not going to say who this came from because I don't have the person's permission. But if I do get the person's permission, we'll certainly attribute credit to this person. And I am 100% positive that this person is listening right now. It says, Vincent, I heard your broadcast yesterday asking teachers to see if anyone in their schools knew about chemtrails. So I did. And you were right. No one knew what they are. I asked four elementary teachers, the junior high and high school science teachers, three other high school teachers, the janitor, the principal, and the superintendent, if they could tell me anything about chemtrails. That's spelled C-H-E-M, trails. I said that I heard of them, and I was just wondering what was in them. They mostly looked puzzled and shook their heads, but two of them said, Kim who? K-I-M, a person's first name.
Yeah.
Kim who? Okay.
Yeah.
Needless to say, no one knew what they were. I think I'll move to Missouri, where I can be around some of my own kind. Now, the point I'm trying to make, Rick, is we talk about chemtrails. People don't understand what they are. We talk about Fukushima. People haven't even heard of it. How is it possible that someone could live in the United States of America and not have heard of Fukushima, the worst man-made disaster since Noah's flood? How is that possible? What in the world are we doing? I even have talked to owners of a radio station who had no idea what was going on. Now, these guys, how is that possible that people don't know of this?
Well, I'll tell you what I've got right here. I have a website up called Geoengineering Watch, and the headline on it for December 3rd, ABC completely omits climate engineering facts. And the guy is, when I agreed to do an interview on about geoengineering with ABC weatherman Chris Edwards, former military meteorologist, I was fully expecting a disinformation hit piece. My decision to press on with the interview was because I felt that such omission
obvious spin and cover-up would clearly expose, you know, what's going on. I need to scroll this down a little bit. And there was a complete lack of journalistic integrity. Now, this is ABC that did the one on the possible evacuation of the West Coast. Who is determining what is and is not newsworthy has to do with what I call yellow journalism and sensationalism that sells advertising. And so you, right out of the gate, you've got intentionality, which is in a different format than, you know, to inform and protect or whatever, you know, the media logo is at that moment. We have lost our primary drives. I found, for example, there was a guy from...
Rick, hold that thought. Hold that thought. We're going into commercial. We'll be right back. Dr. Richard Allen Miller.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
So it's off to Grandma's house for the holidays, eh? That's great. But while you're going over the river and through the woods, professional burglars are choosing easy targets to break into. Don't be an easy target. Plug in fake TV. Fool criminals into believing someone's home at your house watching TV. Fake TV works a bit like a light on a timer, but fake TV is far more convincing. Fake TV plugs into any outlet and simulates the light and colors of a real TV. Burglars will likely move on to easier targets and leave your house alone. Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift. Or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays or anytime. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day.
Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
Today.
God, you're
take my
when you go to
the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
I was just thinking if I were writing a resume, I would probably start with I've been fired 7 times in about a year. Rick, you're talking about yellow. Well, Rick,
yeah, that's a good keyword. Put that on your logo. Troublemaker.
Rick, you're talking about yellow journalism. Now, one of our instructors was on the air with me in an afternoon on Springfield broadcast in the Ozark Mountains.
By the way, I've been hearing some very good feedback on you doing other people, not just me.
Well, thank you, Rick. So I had this guy. I bring on, and let me just tell the class what I do. I find interesting people. I don't have a producer per se who goes out and finds talent. I do that myself, and I call people, and so I found this guy who was protesting against Walmart, and I brought him on the air, and I put him on for many hours. And he and I did a really hard-hitting, very polite, but actually factual broadcast about the inside of Walmart, how it really works. This guy is a 20-year veteran of the Walmart training camp. He started out young, and he spent 20 years there. So he met Sam Walton, he met Hillary Clinton, and he met them all down in Bentonville, Arkansas, at the corporate headquarters. Anyway, he and I worked on a protest to get a petition signed to stop the latest installation of a Walmart in Springfield, Missouri. It was called a neighborhood market. I mean, there are 5 super centers, and they wanted to put another one in there. So probably about 7 Walmarts in Springfield, Missouri. And so we got a petition signed, and I helped him with that, and we went on the air. Well, the next day, that was a Friday, he happened to be the manager of a very large chain store, farm supply, a retail store. He was the manager of the store, the store manager. He was fired the next day, and they told him because of his passion about Walmart. So they literally fired him. Okay, I was removed from the air shortly thereafter because of some of the things that I say. Now, I don't really think... I don't get it, Rick. Telling the truth is expensive if you do it. And in terms of being bruised and being beaten up, I mean, people who expose the truth are targets. And that's why you see this yellow journalism, and that's why you see these guys in ABC running for their lives, and they won't cover the real stories. They cover the sensational stories about Kim Kardashian's shoes and dress, and I mean, who wants to look at her anyway? Anyway, so so I got fired from that radio station. Then, two weeks ago, they threw me off the air of another radio station. I can't believe
it. What happened?
And well, not only I got thrown off, all of us, all 200 of us USAPrepares.com instructors were thrown off the air on another station. Now, I'll talk about that at another time. But these guys, I can't believe it. I can't believe the lies, the deception at the highest levels of radio station ownership. I'm very serious about that. Either these guys have gotten calls from the government saying, you better take them off the air, or we're, by the way, have you been audited yet?
I mean, impose federal regulations or something.
Yeah, yeah. Either the radio station owners are a bunch of pansies, weak-kneed, you know, pansies, or they are so greedy that they don't think that the message is worth carrying. But anyway, I wanted to share that with you. It is really difficult, really difficult for our kind of broadcast to get airtime. Extremely difficult. So Genesis Communications, thank you so much for airing our broadcast. And Rick, I want to tell you, we have not received a single complaint. Not one. Not one. Nobody has complained about us to Genesis. How do I know? I asked them. Can you imagine that? So we're exposing the truth, and we're getting thrown off affiliates. They can't take the heat. They're weak-kneed. So let's start the boycott. Let's start the boycott of those companies who are not with us. If you're not with us, you're with the enemy. Rick Miller and I will be back right after the top of the hour news and commercial announcements.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called Nuka. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between Nuka and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124 or on the web at drortman.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.